It's that time again for another trip down the new wave memory lane. In this show, there's music from Adam and the Ants, Kim Wilde, Pet Shop Boys, Yazoo, and loads more. Our classic album is from Australian band Crowded House. I'll be taking my usual fun look at the retro music press and all sorts of other laugh out loud silliness. Hold on tight, it's going to be a good one.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
Drill and ripped up concrete. A baby wailing, a stray dog howling. The screecher breaks and lamplight blinking. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. A smash of glass and the rumble of boots. An electric train and a ripped up phone booth. Pace back to wars and the cry of a tomcat. Lights going out and I'm kicking the balls. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment. La 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 la. La 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 la. Days of speed and slow time Mondays. Pissing down with rain on a boring Wednesday. Watching the news and not eating your tea. A freezing cold flat and that's on the walls. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment. La 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 la. Waking up at 6 a.m. on a cool warm morning. Opening the windows and breathing in petrol. An amateur band rehearsing in a nearby yard. Watching the telly and thinking about your holidays. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Waking up from badges and smoking cigarettes. Cutting in a warm guy and smelling stale perfume. A hot summer's day and sticky black tarmac. Feeding ducks in a park and wishing you were far away. That's entertainment. That's entertainment. Two lovers kissing must scream of midnight. Two lovers missing the tranquility of solitude. Getting a cab and travelling on buses. Reading the graffiti about slash seat affairs. I say that's entertainment. That's entertainment. La 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 la. 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 La la la.
Start this show with The Jam, and that's Entertainment, and that's from their 1980 album Sound Effects. So how's things? How's your day going so far? Alan has sent me an email. He says, my neighbour keeps birds of prey. I asked him if kestrels can fly at night, and he explained that all kestrels manoeuvre in the dark. There goes OMD from their 2010 album History of Modern, and the track was called History of Modern Part 1, and it's an absolutely brilliant album in my opinion. A review of the single at the time by the Financial Times, because they know loads about music, called the single a storming dance pop number with muscly rippling synths and surging vocals, a song to rank with any in their back catalogue. And a review in the Daily Telegraph of the album described the album as extraordinarily good, a belting synth pop classic crammed with catchy tunes and complicated lyrics about matters of life and death, art and philosophy. And a final review from Q magazine at the time said that OMD's winning way with a rattling pop tune is timeless, and that the record refines their sound and gives it a modern production tweak. So that wasn't the classic album feature for the show, more of a bonus classic album really. The whole album is a real banger, as the kids say. I'll do a deeper dive into it in a future show. So loads of good stuff to come on the show, but first this one.
Only the best music.
You could
Peter Gabriel and Sledgehammer, and I bet when he was listening to that, all you could see was the animation going around Peter Gabriel's head in that groundbreaking video. Remember that one? Or was it just me? That's from 1986 and was a huge hit all over the world. After this next track, I'll be taking a regular fun look at the early 80s music press. If you want to contact the show, for whatever reason you can. You can request a record, tell me about what you got up to back in the day. Maybe you was in a band or want to share your memories of a great gig you went to. Anything you want.
You can contact the show by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. Just go to newwaveheroes.com.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
Call an 80s classic.
There goes Kim Wilde and Kids in America. The royalties on that must be huge. I wish I'd written it, but it was written by a brother Ricky and dad, a British rock and roll pioneer, Marty Wilde. Okay, so it's time for our regular look at the retro music press, this time Smash Hits, 16th of October 1980. The Police are on the front cover, looking completely fed up. I don't think they got on very well, that band, do you? Here's a few letters sent into the magazine at the time. Dear editor, in your last issue, I was pleased to see that you printed a photo feature on my hero, Gary Numan. Swoon in brackets. But what, and I'm sure many other Numan fans would like to know, is who is that woman with him? and that was sent in from very angry and faintable Numenoid from Bonnie, Scotland. I wonder who you were. Dear editor, I'm writing after having just witnessed the latest edition of everybody's favourite programme, Top of the Pops. How they can make a programme so biased towards one type of music, I just don't know. In the charts that week were records by artists as varied as AC/DC, XTC, The Specials, Genesis and Cliff Richard. Yet all they played was disco. I know half the world loves disco music, but there are a few of us sane people left. And that letter was sent in from the young hunk in a bowl of semolina, Shropshire. P.S. Susie for P.M., Kate Bush for A.M. Very clever, young hunk in a bowl of semolina. Dear editor, I am forced to agree that Blondie are among the world's most popular artists, but I have to agree with a Skiz fan from Swindon in calling Blondie overrated and under-talented. Look at Blondie's last two singles, Call Me and Atomic. I doubt very much whether Debbie Harry spent many sleepless nights dreaming up those lyrics, and the music is very simple. Compare them with the Skiz records such as Working for the Yankee Dollar and Circus Games. Here the music is much more complex and the lyrics thought-provoking. The secret of Blondie's success is simple. They sell themselves better than most bands, whereas the Skiz do not even attempt to be commercial and let the records speak for themselves. And that was sent in from Anonymous, Edinburgh. Dear editor, isn't it funny that when The Jam went into the charts at number one, nobody could wait to slag them off? For example, all the prats who said it was a marketing exercise with a free single. But when The Police go straight to number one, nobody slags them off. With the first 20,000 singles, there was a free poster, but I suppose that doesn't count. The Jam have worked hard and they deserve the success they've had, even if it's a bit late. I hope you print this letter, because I expect a lot of Jam fans feel the same way. And that was sent in by the person who knows the Jam are the best, and who loves Rick Butler and his drumsticks. There was a few letters from Smash Hits magazine, October 1980. I'll end this bit with a single review about Generation X, Dancing With Myself. This is their review at the time, another sudden reappearance, this time from the bashful poser himself. A stronger larynx, a shorter name, a new drummer, and an anonymous guitarist helped make Billy Idol sound, for once, like the star he always tried to be. Hard melodic excitement, viability at last. So brace yourself for some hard melodic excitement. Here's that record.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today.
And a mirror reflection, I'm a dancing on with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I think a crowded lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing on with myself.
So welcome to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. Oh, 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 dancing on with myself.
intro never sounded so good.
So today's My Tune is from Rita, and she says, "My story begins in the summer of 1981. I was working as part of the reception team at a holiday camp in Jaywick Sands, Essex. It wasn't my first choice when applying for the job. In fact, Jaywick Sands is never anyone's choice, but that's where head office sent me. The season had just started when sadly one of the entertainment team went long-term sick. He fell off the stage whilst doing a particularly energetic Peter Pan routine at the kids' club. His plastic cutlass wasn't as safe as he thought it was, and the stitches in his legs and arms kept him away for the rest of the summer. This left us in a bit of a pickle, but very quickly someone was brought in as a replacement from one of our other camps. Luke was from Newcastle, which made conversation difficult. He was very easy on the eye, but very difficult on the ears. I sometimes wished he had subtitles, but despite the communication issues, we quickly became a couple. He affectionately introduced me to his friends as his tidy boiler. Luke fitted in really well and the summer season started in earnest. Bizarrely, a second accident at the kids' club created another opening. Tinkerbell's flying harness failed one rainy afternoon and she flew to the ground like a stone, damaging her wings and nose beyond repair. The kids thought it was part of the show and loved it, and secretly I did too, as it created an opportunity for me. I volunteered as soon as the ambulance doors were closed, and as Tommy Cooper used to say, just like that, I was part of the entertainment team and working with Luke full time. To cut a long story short, Luke and I were married 2 years later and left the camp for bigger and better things, which wasn't hard as everywhere was bigger and better than Jaywick. Over the years, I've become fluent in Geordie, which is a difficult language to master. We both look back on our days at the holiday camp with a mix of affection and horror, but mostly horror. The holiday camp is no longer there, but our memories are. We both needed counselling for a while after that summer season and still have flashbacks, but they are starting to decrease. My tune is Prince Charming by Adam and the Ants, as it reminds me of the day when my very own Prince Charming walked into my life. P.S. Your show is reek canny good like.
Forget all your standards.
Adam and the Ants and Prince Charming, and that was Rita's My Tune. Thank you for sharing that. Still to come, a classic album from Crowded House and lots more, but first a short break.
Remember!
Queen will keep you spellbound at our price.
Is this kind of magic?
Three fantastic singles conjured up from the Wizard new Queen album, A Kind of Magic. Hurry to your local Our Price and make one disappear.
Great music, great memories.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar.
In Western town, a dead end world, with the Eastern boys and Western girls. In a Western town, a dead end world, with the Eastern boys and Western girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters. You get it. If so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option?
Nothing says 80s more than that one from the Pet Shop Boys and West End Girls. Now, Clive has sent me this email. He says, my wife has been arguing with me all week. She accused me of treating our marriage like a game. I said, that's cost her 10 points and a bonus card. This show's classic album is the debut album from Crowded House and is called Crowded House, released in August 1986. The album includes the hit singles Don't Dream It's Over, Something So Strong, Mean to Me, World Where You Live, and Now We're Getting Somewhere. Crowded House were formed by Neil Finn after the breakup of his band Split Enz. The internet says that they got their name after the band flew to Los Angeles to record the album and were provided with a very cramped apartment to live in. Now, I've heard better anecdotes for naming a band than that one. Nevertheless, I'll play the first of two tracks from the album, and I'll tell you some more after this.
Classic albums. That's a song that needs no introduction, but I better do it anyway because I'm a professional, and that was Don't Dream It's Over from Crowded House. It was the fourth single from the album, and it became the band's biggest international hit, and it reached number 2 on the US Billboard Hot 100 in April 1987, and was a huge hit all around the world, and it gets constant play on the radio all these years later. All Music magazine described the song as a majestic ballad, and Cashbox magazine said, "The easygoing and pretty song camouflages a pained longing." Neil Finn's voice, recognisable from his stint with Split Enz, is reedy and expressive and full of irony. Now I'm thinking, is that the best they could say about that absolute classic? Here's another one from the album, and it's called Something So Strong. Classic albums.
Love can make you win. the same trap. This thing is happening to us all.
Something So Strong, and the fifth and final single from Crowded House's debut album, Crowded House, from April 1987. And the track lends its title to the book, Crowded House, Something So Strong, which was released in 1997 by Australian biographer Chris Bourke. And it details the band's career. According to Bourke, the song Something So Strong was the first song written by Neil Finn specifically for Crowded House. All previous songs were leftovers from his band Split Enz. Not sure how true that is. If you haven't heard the album, it really has stood the test of time, and I would say do give it a listen. Your ears will thank you for it. David from Cardiff has been very active on email, and he says, I needed to buy a birthday present earlier this week. I checked my bank balance, and it looks like I'm getting the thought that counts.
This golden classic, playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
New Order and Temptation. Right, so I thought it might be interesting to read a few audience reactions when leaving a Susie and the Banshees gig at the Royal Albert Hall in 1983. Here goes. The Albert Hall? So what? We followed the group from small clubs and gigs to this sort of place. It was only a matter of time. And that's from Graham and Alan, London. Mr. Brown from Wiltshire. He says, I thought it was really good. I think Susie's voice is so much better than it is on record. It's really powerful. He liked it. This is Tina in Hampshire. We were in the middle and it was really rough. It's hard to enjoy a concert when you're being constantly pushed and shoved. Yeah, I'd agree with that. This is from somebody called Winton Webber, Basingstoke. I didn't think they played enough old stuff and the bass was overriding the guitar most of the time. But Robert Smith isn't as good as McGough anyway. And the last one, this is from Tim, London. There's no doubt about it. Even the Albert Hall isn't enough to contain Susie's voice. Okay, it probably isn't a very good voice, but it's so unique. A backhanded compliment there from Tim, I think. So there's a few audience reactions there as they came out from a gig in the early 80s. And this is Susie and the Banshees, live at the Albert Hall, London, 1983.
The soundtrack to our lives.
Look around.
Susie and the Banshees live with Dear Prudence, 1983. Okay, time for one more track before we go, but first I need to bring you some breaking news. A Notting Hill man has had his limbo bar stolen. A police liaison officer said, "It's a senseless crime. I mean, how low can they go?" So that completely true news brings us to the end of this New Wave Heroes. Thanks for listening. I've had a lot of fun. I hope you have too. To contact the show, you can just email studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. Whilst you're there, you can catch up on all the previous shows if you've missed any, or listen again. I'll leave you with the DMX remix of Yazoo's Nobody's Diary. If this doesn't get you dancing around the kitchen, nothing will. See you next time. Bye for now.
New Wave Heroes.
Flashback.